This is the most cutting-edge technology you can buy today to move traffic. It's the difference between the knob-turning channel TVs as opposed to now a flat-screen TV with a remote. These intersections on our first corridor, which will be on East 26th Street that starts at Van Epps Avenue and traverses all the way east out to Rosa Parks, we've invested in technology with cameras and processors at each one of those 10 intersections that instead of preset timing plans for each movement at each intersection, these cameras are smart enough to look and start to evaluate the number of cars, the amount of delay that they've sat there, and most efficiently move traffic through that corridor. And so we're very excited about it, and ultimately we've been researching this over the past 18 months, and next week we'll actually turn our first system on.
As a driver along 26th Street, what can I anticipate?
You'll progress through the corridor quicker, you'll stop fewer times, and some of the side benefits, if you will, for like side streets, sometimes you have a longer wait time on those side streets because normally in the preset timing plans that run today, we don't give much time to those side streets. Well, now if it's, say, middle of the afternoon and you pull up to one of those side streets, if the cameras can quickly adapt and give you 7 to 8 seconds of green time, you're going to move a lot more efficient even on those side streets. So we hope that the progression moves people through quicker, so your delay is going to be less. You're going to save fuel, a lot less emissions going up. But ultimately, it's just quality of life of trying to get from point A to point B as efficient as possible.
And you save fuel in that fewer stops save you fuel, right?
That's exactly right. You know, if you're on a corridor, say, between Van Epps Avenue and Rosa Parks, and at one point in time it takes you 12 minutes, and if we can cut that down to 10, that when you start to roll that up to 25,000 vehicles a day, that's real time, that's real dollars, and ultimately it's a much better way to move traffic, and we're excited to roll out our first corridor.
And the cameras will be on 24/7?
Cameras are on 24/7, and they're actually up now. They're gathering information so they can start to build basically what the traffic volumes are. And then next week, we'll turn the new, what we call, adaptive system on. The thing that we'd like people to be aware of is if you drive this corridor every day and you know that if you pull up there in the through lane or in a left-turn lane, you've got to wait for, you know, all the respective phases at that intersection to occur before you go, that may not be the case anymore. The computer's going to adapt based on what the traffic volumes are. You may pull up there and think that you've got maybe a 90-second wait, and it may turn into a 30-second wait just because it's going to move traffic much more efficient.
How about late at night? Will it still be working, or are you just going to go to a preset?
No, there's no preset to it. It will be working 24/7, and people will probably see that most at night because they'll come up to an intersection, and clearly if no one's around, which is sometimes the most frustrating time to be at an intersection, if no one else is there but you're still waiting for your time to go, the computers are quickly going to call the controller and say, I've got one car at this location. It's going to give you your green signal so you can quickly progress through that intersection.
What day are you going to turn this on?
Well, right now we're still evaluating that, but it could be as early as Tuesday of next week. And so we'll make that call with the traffic engineers at the end of this week.
Well, that's all this going to cost.
Right now, our first contract to outfit 10 intersections cost us $317,000.